Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 250, the stanzas 1 and 2. How good it is to thank the Lord and praise to thee, Most High accord, to show thy love with morning light, and tell thy faithfulness each night. And what follows, Psalter 250, the stanzas 1 and 2. The portion out of God's which we wish to read together out of God's holy word can be found in Ezekiel 36, the verses 21 through 38. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Ezekiel 36, beginning with verse 21. But I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned, in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you, before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. And then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleannesses, and I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways, and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. And not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the way shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast. So shall the way cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Gunnarsson with the loss of her brother-in-law, Mr. Jan Hendrik Vandenbrink, in the Netherlands at the age of 83 years. And Mr. and Mrs. Joop Oskam and further family with the loss of his father, Hubertus Oskam, in the Netherlands at the age of 85 years. And Mrs. Hubrexa with the death of a brother at the age of 85 years. Mr. Henk van Harten and Jaden Vandenberg, who was admitted to the hospital this week, they are both home from the hospital. And Mr. and Mrs. Mark and Nicole Vandenbroek, who were blessed with the birth of a baby girl. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. O most merciful God of the heavens and of the earth, thou who hast created everything out of nothing, and upholds the same by thy divine providence, then it was also thine upholding and caring hand that has brought us through another week, and that in this morning hour we may be privileged to see the light of another day, oh, the light of another Lord's day, where we may remember each time by renewal that Christ is risen indeed, oh Lord. May it please thee then in this hour to grant unto us and our children what we cannot give unto ourselves, and that is a broken and a humble heart, a little adoration, oh, an impression of thy greatness and of thy majesty, but also of our smallness. And then surely, then by renewal in the week quickly gone by, then thou wast not dealt according to our sins as we deserve, because if thou wast done so, then we would no longer have a place upon this earth. Ah, Lord, then how good thou hast been, and how good thou art in this morning, whereby renewal we may come up under the means of grace. And then in the past week, then thou wast not only spared life, but thou wast also given life, where thou wast gladdened, where thou wast blessed a father and mother, for the first time in their married life, that thou wast granted unto them such a precious little gift, a well-born little daughter, ah, Lord, wilt thou grant unto them a broken and a humble heart, and that the prayers may be multiplied, that it may be a little daughter for thee, a little daughter for thy honor and for thy glory. And now in this morning hour they, together with many other parents, whom thou wast gladdened and blessed in the time that lies behind us, where thou wast spared life and where thou wast given life, were in this morning in a special way, that they may present their little child before thee to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. Ah, Lord, thou knowest how that it has been with these fathers and mothers in the week gone by. Thou knowest how they have risen. Thou knowest how they have spent the night. Thou knowest how they have risen. Ah, may many fervent supplications have been sent unto thee, that thou may do for their little child, for their children, for father and mother, what is signified in baptism, and that is to be washed. Oh, to become as the white as the snow in thy most holy sight, ah, Lord. May their parents come up with an impression of their unworthiness, but all may they have received a little encouragement, where we have read out of thy holy word that thou hast declared, I do it not for your sake. Ah, Lord, may there have been parents indeed that have confessed, undeserved, forfeited, and that they are no longer worthy, that thou would have any dealings with them. But, ah, then we have heard, may that be for encouragement, and that I do it not for your sake, but I do it for my great name's sake, O Lord. And may it please thee to glorify thy great and worthy name in the midst of us and our children. Ah, do remember and do help these parents with the oath which they hope to make by the first time and by renewal. Ah, thou hast said in thy word, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of me who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. Lord, we humbly ask thee that these children, that thou may take possession of their little hearts early, that thou may stamp thy image upon them, that they may receive a portion with thy people. We live in such serious and solemn times. But, if thou may take them under thy account, then it is well for body and for soul. Fulfill the promise for them, where we read in the prophet of old, that thou shalt pour thy spirit upon our seed, and thy blessing upon our offspring. O Lord, thou art a great God. May we be given to ask great things of thee, that thou may grant a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit upon young and old. Lord, also for the consistory, 12 more souls entrusted unto them. And may also these souls with all the souls, and may they weigh heavy, and may the prayers be multiplied. Then we commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents. Lord, there are empty places amongst them. And also in this morning hour, then those empty places, they shall be sorely felt. Do uphold them. And may they be humbled under all thy goodness and under thy mercies. Lord, then in this past week, then thou wast also spoken, where thou wast taken different ones out of the land of the living, by the cold hand of death. Then thou wast taken a brother-in-law. Then thou wast taken a brother. Then thou wast also taken a father, Lord. Wilt thou remember and uphold those families? Wilt thou remember her who has now become a widow? And although the family do not have to mourn as those that have no hope, that empty place shall be sorely felt. And it shall become reality more and more. Remember the family. When they are called upon to go to the cemetery, then the family circle in our midst. Then that distance is sorely felt. Lord, do remember all the mourning ones in our midst. Remember the elderly ones. Remember the sick and afflicted ones. A father that has been in the hospital for a few weeks may return to the Bethesda. Grant a humble heart. But Lord, thou knowest the concerns. Remember for body and soul. Remember with his dear wife, a young son that was admitted to the hospital and that was privileged to return to his home. Lord, thou knowest all his difficulties, the infirmity, but wilt thou remember him, and above all, may he be given to remember his Creator. In the days of his youth, wilt thou remember all those that have sick relatives, a mother in a low and a serious condition. We commend her unto thee for body and for soul. Then we also remember an employee of one of our people that had such a serious accident, a long surgery. Lord, then we commend him unto thee with his dear wife and children. And wilt thou also remember the employer in these deep and trying ways? Then each week, when thou spareth and when thou careth it, may we be given to pause more often, and truly be given to bewonder the goodness of the Lord. And now we humbly ask thee in this morning for thy gracious help in the administration of word and sacrament. May it be blessed for conversions, and may it be blessed for the strengthening of the faith of thy people. Make it for these parents an unforgettable service that they could never forget, and that the outgoing of this service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. The dipping in or sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God, and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives still. We shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, Whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in Him and love Him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2, verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and bless them. Mark 10. Since then baptism has come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O almighty and eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with a flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and has led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death, and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without tear before the judgment seat of Christ, thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end, and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifested that you were thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore as members of his church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power. What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Father Edwin the Cook, Mother the Cook, Father Ray the Cook, Mother the Cook, Father Ryan the Book, Mother the Book, Father Jordan Niels, Mother Niels, Father Jordan Sinke, Mother Sinke, Father Sean Slingalant, Mother Slingalant, Father Dennis Van Manen, Mother Van Manen, Father Jonathan Van Manen, Mother Van Manen, Father Mark Van den Broek, Mother Van den Broek, Father Paul Van den Broek, Mother Van den Broek, Father Scott Van den Broek, Mother Van den Broek, and Father Justin Van de Waal, Mother Van de Waal. Parents, when in this morning hour you were privileged with your little child to come up to the courts of the Lord, then surely the Lord grants many reasons to be humbled under the goodness of the Lord. And now we have heard in the past week of the beauty of the King. And may it please the Lord that in this morning you may see something of that beauty. Because that beauty of the King, that is manifested in a special way. Oh, then in the first place, then Christ is the living King. Of course, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, that has been manifested when the Lord, by the first time or by renewal in your married life, has given a well-born little child unto thee. Then the psalmist has declared in Psalm 139 verse 14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth great well, right well. Oh, then he is the living King that is manifested, that in this dark and evil time, that in the year 2021, on December the 5th, that the sacrament which Christ has told unto the church, where he has given that divine command in Matthew 28 verse 19, that it may take place in this morning hour. Oh, then the sacrament of holy baptism that declares that he is a great King, that he is a holy King. The water teaches us, we have heard it, that it teaches us that we are unclean. And then we have heard in the past week out of Isaiah 33, sinners of Zion that are afraid. Oh, parents, have you now had an impression also concerning your little child, but also concerning yourself, that you were unclean in the sight of that holy and righteous God? Oh, then in this morning, then we have an instructing King, because the King it is pleased to institute also this sacrament, that the church may be instructed, but also for his people, that they may be strengthened. Oh, then in this morning, then we have a King who was also priest. Oh, when that instruction, that is his prophetical office, but a King that has become a priest, because we have heard this past week, who amongst us shall dwell among everlasting fire? All fathers and mothers, has that now become your concern? Also in the past week, oh, have the prayers been multiplied? Who among us shall burn among everlasting fire? That is our rightful place, and the rightful place of us and our children, because of our sins, our original and actual sin. But now it may be declared in this morning hour with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism. Oh, that the King, the born King in Bethlehem, that he is dwelt among everlasting fire. He has taken the death and hell of his people upon him. That is now declared in the sacrament, because that water that points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, then it may be declared that there is forgiveness for us and our children. Oh, then that King is an unchangeable King. He is a King of truth, shall all be fulfilled what is declared in this holy word. Ah, then we have also heard it with all the fears of the solemnity of the time. Then we have heard of the work of the Father through the kingship and the priestly office of Christ, instructed through the prophetical office. Ah, we have heard it that he shall provide every good thing for his people, O fathers and mothers. May you be given to beg much. Ah, we have said, he is a great king. And to that end, may you be given to ask great things of the Lord. Ah, we have deserved nothing. We have sinned it all away, O fathers and mothers. Have you heard it out of Ezekiel 36? Has that now given a little hope? Have you now confessed in this past week, Lord, I am not the father and mother as I ought to be, no reason in me, but we have heard it, I do it not for your sake. Does not make a difference how we live, but I do it not for your sake, but I do it for my great name's sake. And parents, let us also remember that Christ, that he is such a jealous king. A jealous king of his honor, all for those that are bears of his thrice holy name. We have heard it out of the second commandment, that he shall visit the iniquities unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, but showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me. And to that end, oh, as parents, may you be given to be much on your knees. Fathers and mothers, may I now ask you, may you now resemble those wise men in a small way. Because those wise men, they have come to Bethlehem. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Oh, have you asked that you may see something of the preciousness of the sacrament for yourself and for your dear children? Oh, have you come in this morning with a few little gifts? Because those wise men, frankincense, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, oh, have you come with a little humility, with repentance, with prayer unto the living God? Oh, even to resemble that Hannah of old, when she has come with her little Samuel to lend them unto the Lord. Then those wise men, they were given to worship fathers and mothers. May that great and almighty King, may he remember you and your children, that his name may be glorified, his kingdom may come. You may sit down. Grandparents and great-grandparents, a special morning for you. And we know there are empty places among you. The thoughts, they shall multiply. But what a blessing and what a privilege in this dark and evil world that you may be given to behold. Because also when the sacrament of holy baptism may be administered, that is the work of the great King of the Church. And therein lies declared that the Lord, that he shall continue to work from generation to generation. Oh, grandparents and great-grandparents, I have asked these parents whether they may resemble those wise men in a little way. Oh, how may it be with you in this morning hour? Oh, with those gifts the Lord has a people, that it is all given good. And what comes from heaven, that shall return unto heaven. Oh, in these solemn times, may it please the great King to do a great work amongst us, among young and old, congregation, fathers and mothers. You have heard the questions which you have answered, and how is it now with your oath? Because concerning the King, when we transgress his laws, then we anger the King. Oh, it is pleasing to the King when sinners each time by renewal, when they may come on their knees confessing their sins and begging for his mercy, as it is declared in the sacrament of holy baptism. Oh, surely then the King shall be angered more when we live as if the King does not exist. But surely the King shall be angered most when, with a thrice holy name upon our forehead, that we walk in and with the world, because then the devil also in this morning, what a thorn, and it is true. There is much that we do not understand, but then in this morning, when 12 children may receive the name of a thrice holy name upon their forehead, what a thorn it must be in the eyes of the devil, Adam, where he has given his heart and hand to the devil. But now the Lord has found out a way that sons and daughters of Adam may be saved. Oh, then surely what a thorn in the eyes of the devil in this morning. And for most of the people of the world, the devil does not have so much work. But for those that are under the truth, and therefore the necessity that the prayers may be multiplied, oh, young and old, mock not with the things of the Lord, but may we be given, because we have heard also last week of a people that was given to walk and speak uprightly, no, not perfectly, and also a people that was not given to bribe. What a terrible thing when, to say it reverently, when we try to bribe and flatter the Lord as a reed. And Psalm 78, verses 36 and 37, with our oaths. Ah, may we be found more a praying people. Ah, may it be granted with the administration of the sacrament. Oh, for needy and poor sinners that have sent everything away and that continue to do so, that when the sacrament may be administered, that it may be fulfilled, what we have heard in the past week. Isaiah 33, verse 17, thine eyes shall see the King in his beauty. We now ask the congregation to sing while the children are being brought in from Psalter 425, the third stanza. Seek ye Jehovah and his power, seek ye his presence every hour, his works so marvelous and great. And what follows? 425, the third stanza. Marcus Edwin, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Devon John, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Claire Autumn, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Aaliyah Brenda, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Finn Hendrick, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Nate Herbert, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. James Riley, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Carter Hendrick, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Kenzie Marie, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amber Janetta, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Shayla Rose, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. David Kenneth, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Thank you. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only Teacher, a King and High Priest, Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and His whole dominion to the end, that He may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 140, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. God, be merciful to me. On Thy grace I rest my plea. Plenteous in compassion Thou, blot out my transgressions now. And what follows, the extra collection today is for the school. Psalter 140, 1, 2, and 3. Thank you. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 26, the question and answer 69 through 71. Question 69, how art thou admonished and assured by holy baptism that the one sacrifice of Christ upon the cross is of real advantage to thee? Answer thus, that Christ appointed this external washing with water, adding thereto this promise, that I am as certainly washed by his blood and spirit from all the pollution of my soul, that is, from all my sins, as I am washed externally with water, by which the filthiness of the body is commonly washed away. Question 70. What is it to be washed with the blood and spirit of Christ? Answer, it is to receive of God the remission of sins freely, for the sake of Christ's blood, which he shed for us by a sacrifice upon the cross, and also to be renewed by the Holy Ghost, and sanctified to be members of Christ, that so we may more and more die unto sin, and lead holy and unblameable lives. Question 71, where has Christ promised us that he will as certainly wash us by his blood and spirit as we are washed with the water of baptism? Answer, in the institution of baptism which is thus expressed, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. This promise is also repeated where the Scripture calls baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sins. Lord's Day number 26 speaks of the explanation of the sacrament of holy baptism. Three thoughts. In the first place, a twofold function, as we read it in number 69. Secondly, a twofold blessing in number 70. And thirdly, a twofold promise in number 71. The explanation of the sacrament of holy baptism, thus first, a twofold function. Beloved congregation, we have heard in the last Lord's Day that there was spoken of the means of grace. His holy word and the administration of the sacraments. Then especially the sacraments were explained in general. And now in Lord's Day number 26, then Lord's Day 25, those questions concerning the sacraments, they are explained concerning the sacrament of holy baptism. And then there is asked, how art thou? That is, each in every one of us, but in a special way. That is a question for fathers and mothers in this morning. How art thou? Admonish that word that means to be solemnly instructed and also assured by holy baptism that the one sacrifice of Christ upon the cross is of real advantage to thee. Thus that thee, that is for fathers and mothers, that is for your little children, and I hope parents, that there may have been exercises to that end for yourself and concerning your little children that have begun the journey of beginning. They shall never cease to exist. They are traveling to eternity. May it please the Lord to spare you for your children many years and your little children for you, because we have also experienced that also the brittle thread of the life of our children that is so tender. And then our instructors, then they speak of two matters. And then we read thus, that Christ appointed, that is the institution, further explained in question and answer 70, we may say it so, that all of our 3 points are in question and answer 69, and further broadened out by the following 2 questions. And then the instructors, they are given to speak of 2 matters. The first is the sign, and the second, that is the seal. And then the sign, that is the water that has been sprinkled upon the foreheads of your little children. Then it has pleased Christ not only to give the audible gospel, but also the visible gospel, that the church may more fully comprehend and understand the riches of free and sovereign grace. Oh, then Christ, he deals with his children as little children. We read in Matthew 18, verse 3, except ye become as a little child, ye cannot enter into the kingdom of God. O fathers and mothers, I hope that you have confessed your ignorance, that you have said, Lord, I seem to be but a little ignorant child concerning the riches of the sacrament of holy baptism. And to that end, Christ, in his goodness and in his wisdom for his church, then he has taken a very simple sign, a sign that even our little boys and girls can understand, because children, what do we use water for? That is to wash ourselves, that the filth, the dirt of our body may be taken away, and that we may be clean. And that is now the sign that Christ has chosen. Oh, it is true. Water has many more purposes. Oh, it refreshes the weary traveler. It could be multiplied out. But the main point with the sacrament of holy baptism, that is that it cleanses, that it points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I read in 1 John 1 verse 7 that the blood of Christ Jesus cleanses from all sin. And how does that now become necessary and precious for? That is for a people that have learned that they are so filthy and so black. And what else? Oh, parents, have you now tried it? Be now honest. on account of that love shed abroad in your heart. Oh, have you tried to become clean? Because when the Lord works, oh, we have heard it the last Sabbath day, sinners that are afraid in Zion, and who shall dwell with everlasting burning, with devouring fire. Oh, those are sinners that learn that they need to be reconciled. They have experienced that breach. And then on account of that love, then they do their best that they may become clean, presentable before the Lord. Oh, have you tried it, parents? Because that is necessary. We are traveling to eternity, and we cannot appear before the King as we are born. We cannot appear with our sins. And to that end, for the sacrament that now receives value for a people that have learned that they are sinners indeed and sinners still. When that precious name may be proclaimed, when it may be granted for a child of God at the sacrament, that it may be used and that they may be given to see further than the water. Oh, to that precious blood, we have mentioned it. Christ has placed himself under that consuming fire. Do we not read in Zechariah 3 verse 7, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered." Thus a simple sign, but not only a sign, but also a seal, because we read, adding there to this promise, that I am as certainly washed by his blood and spirit from all the pollution of my soul. Thus, a sign, and in the question there that is specifically both mentioned, how wert thou admonished, instructed, that is the sign, and also assured by holy baptism. And now what does the sacrament seal? That is necessary for us to understand, even with our mind. Because concerning the sacraments, to see the King and his beauty, then what do we need? Then we need spiritual eyes, and then we need lights. Because if the church was dark, then we could have not seen anything in this morning. And to that end, the instructors of our Heidelberg Catechism, each time by renewal they stress the necessity of the work of the Holy Spirit. The Lord has a people upon the earth at times that they may be given to beg for a little instruction for one that is so ignorant. But now concerning the sacrament of baptism, what does it now seal? Because concerning that form, then we have all had, I think all of us, older ones, fathers and mothers, and boys and girls, questions about that form that our fathers have composed, based upon God's holy word, because we have heard it in this morning. With a thanksgiving prayer, we thank thee, Father, that thou hast forgiven us of all of our sins, us and our children, all of our sins, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then many times the question comes up, is that now really a proper thanksgiving prayer? Because does that not sound that when our little children receive the sacrament, that they have been saved and forgiven of all their sins? And to that end, a little explanation. In the first place, then our fathers, they have composed the forms for God's people. Our fathers have stressed that we have no right to be unconverted, that the Lord demands his image back. Has that ever become our concern? In the second place, then we have heard it in the past Lord's Day, what the sacrament seals does not seal, as in the Christian Reformed Church, the grace in the child. And therefore, Abram Kuyper, he struggled with those matters. He felt he was called to be honest before his God and before the congregation. And he had the wrong insight, because he thought that the sacraments, that they sealed the grace in the person. But it is clear that that cannot be so. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 5. Not all Israel that was Israel. Think of Esau. He was also circumcised, but he was not saved. But now the question is, when the sacrament in this morning was administered, what does it then seal? That is clearly written by our instructors in answer 66. The sacraments are holy, visible signs and seals appointed of God for this end, that by the use thereof he may the more fully declare and seal to us, and now listen, the promise of the gospel, namely, that he grants us freely the remission of sin and life eternal for the sake of that one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. Thus, the sacrament also of holy baptism seals all the promises in his holy word for his true church. And now, when it may please the Lord, may the Lord do it more. You hear it sometime, but not so often, that with the sacrament of holy baptism, a true child of God may receive a special blessing, a special instruction, and a special strengthening of faith. And now, when that may take place, people of God, has it now taken place in this morning? When that may now take place, and when the child of God may be given to see, what that water points to, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which the King has shed on the cross of Calvary. And when their faith may be strengthened, then the church, then they may fall so fully in with that thanksgiving prayer. Then the church may say, we thank thee, Father, that thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you now understand the riches of that thanksgiving prayer that concerns the sealing of the promises of the Word of God? That is a thanksgiving prayer uttered in the exercise of faith, that a child may be given to see the King in his beauty. What he has done to save them, that he has loved himself to death. And therefore, that thanksgiving prayer, our second thought, a twofold blessing. What is it to be washed with the blood and Spirit of Christ? And then the instructors, they are given to speak of two blessings, distinguished but never separated. We read of the Lord Jesus Christ in John 19, when he is hung on the cross, when he has died, and when those soldiers have come to break the legs of those hanging on the cross. And when they were given to see that Jesus has died, then they have pierced his side with a spear, and there came out blood and water. And that is now the two blessings that the instructors are given to speak of. In the first place, it is to receive of God the remission of sins freely. Oh, in answer 69, then they have spoken, and that is experienced by the child of God. Washed by his blood and spirit, we read that expression different times, also in this Lord's Day. And then there is spoken, from all the pollution of my soul, that is from all my sins. Ah, concerning that original sin, guilt and pollution, and also our actual sins. Thus, in the first place, that is for a guilty, that is for a filthy people. Then it implies the twofold blessing. In the first place, justification, to be acquitted of all of our guilt, and to receive a right to eternal life. Fathers and mothers, are you exercised with those things? Come a day that we shall all stand before the King. Consistory, fathers and mothers with their children, has that now become your concern? Oh, great things are declared. You cannot say it is not possible. Fathers and mothers, we have said the beauty of the King. He is such a great King. Oh, may you be given to beg for great things, because to appear before that King, then we need two matters that are both declared in baptism. In the first place, a right to eternal life. Then we need the pardoning of our sins, all blotted out, and that we become so clean as the snow on the ground. Then in the second place, then we also need to become meet to dwell with that King, and that is sanctification. Thus then we read of the blood and the spirit, blood and water, two blessings distinguished, necessary for a child of God to learn. And what a lesson, all that people of God, they have so much to learn, and so much to unlearn, and so much to relearn. What a privilege when they may receive a little instruction. Thus, two blessings that are so richly declared in the sacrament of holy baptism, and also to be renewed, that is sanctification by the Holy Ghost, and sanctified to be members of Christ. That so, that instructor was on the right school. Much trouble with that flesh, with sin, with temptations, with the assaults of the devil. Oh, how heavy the strife can be. And therefore they have added, and so we may more and more die unto sin and lead holy and unblameable lives. Few words, or third point, a twofold promise. Where has Christ promised us that he will certainly wash us by his blood and spirit as we are washed with the water of baptism? We shall only mention Matthew 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Then that word therefore, what does that rest upon? That rests upon his priestly work. That he has finished the work in the state of his humiliation. That salvation has been merited. And upon that priestly work, the apostles were called to go forth and to declare that only name given under heaven, as I read in Acts 4, verse 12, whereby we must be saved. That therefore, that also rests upon the former verse, verse 19, verse 18, where Christ has declared to his church, all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth, thus a mighty king. Oh, that warfare, that victory that has been declared already in Genesis 3, verse 15, that he would become the victor. He is cried out on the cross of Calvary. Ah, what a comfort for the church of God that he is that almighty king. Do we not read in Revelations 19, verse 16, that on his vesture was written, oh, that vesture with blood, King of kings and Lord of lords, and go and teach all nations. That is that prophetical office. Thus, that word must be brought over the length and the breadth of the world. Not so many places, very few, where the gospel of Jesus Christ has not been brought. And that tells us that the coming of Christ, that it is close at hand. And now the Lord, oh, the King, even in his common goodness, how good he is unto us and our children. Blessed above most of the people upon the world. Oh, even a Balaam, when he has beheld that tabernacle with the encampment of the 12 tribes of children, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. Parents, I hope that there may be times that you may have an impression of the goodness of the Lord. Ah, that you may be often on your knees begging the Lord for that one thing needful, ah, for that love. Because when the Lord sheds that love abroad, then it is not so difficult to walk according to this word. Oh, we shall experience that we offend in many things, but then it shall be what a solace said on the way to Damascus, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Ah, may the Lord grant much prayer that he may help you with your children, and that the Lord may work lovingly and mightily by his Holy Spirit, young and old. We need to become a subject of that great King by almighty grace, taken from under the banner of the Prince of Darkness, and that we are placed under the banner of King Emmanuel. Ah, that we become soldiers, that we become exercised for his cause, for his kingdom, and for his glory, and all for that people. When there are times when they may be given to see the King in his beauty, oh, what he has done, what he has done, and what he shall continue to do, because the King shall never forsake. Oh, he has loved that people from eternity, loved them in the fullness of time, loved them on the cross, and loves them still. Then that people concerning the King, oh, a little beginning, what a blessing it is when it may take place with the administration of the sacraments. Then they shall be given to declare, was Psalm 145, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and will bless thy name forever and ever. And in verse 4, one generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, O wilt thou remember these fathers and mothers with their children? Then their little children have left thy house. With thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. Lord, may these parents not be finished with the sacrament, but may they be found oftentimes on their knees, with an impression, unworthy, forfeited, sinned away. But, Lord, thou hast said unto Israel, I do it not for your sake, but I do it for my great name's sake. Lord, wilt thou then work mightily and lovely in a richer measure, in a dark and evil time, then in a special way, then it shall be evident that it is all thy work, and it is thy work. But, Lord, thou usest means. We read in thy word that by the foolishness of preaching that thou shalt save some. Wilt thou watch over us in the furtherance of this Lord's day, grant traveling mercies, bring under the means of grace by renewal. In this afternoon, our pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 277, the stanzas 3, 6, and 8. He freely pardons all our sins, and he is strong to save. He heals thy sicknesses, soothes thy pain, and ransoms from the grave, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek preparatory service this coming Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. And the new Blue Book sermon books and the Learning and Living magazine are at the exit. 277, 3, 6, and 8.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.